Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Particular crew.
I know it has.
Has been on the air together.
Stupid Mark Edge.
You know, glad that guy's gone.
You know, when a founder comes to town, you know, somebody gets the boot. And then holidays have happened, and I guess technically it is a holiday. See, you're wearing a very joyful, what is that, a sweater? No, it's a sister.
It's PJs.
Oh,
we did the matching PJs thing.
You're
like, you know what? I'm not going to change because this is a Christmas thing.
Nice. I'm wearing green just out of happenstance. It wasn't planned.
Yeah. I just like red. Yeah. And I'm wearing my Christmas shirt.
Your Iron Maiden shirt. Yes. Yep. Killers.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little bit of greenish tint in it and some red. So, yeah. You know,
Eddie tends to be green.
Yeah.
Being a zombie and all.
I have seen many Eddie Claws, you know, drawings.
Or the Slayer.
From the band. Yeah,
the Slayer.
Slayer
one. Well. It's like Slay, yeah, Jingle Bell Slay. Yeah.
It's actually a beer. Slayer beer. S-L-E-I-G-H-R. Right?
Oh.
And it's a, you know, winter brew. A dark, kind of thick, you know, not quite a porter or a stout, but, you know, probably thicker than like a brown ale or whatever. So, what the heck's going on? Who are we and
no
why
clue.
Are we here? The name of the show?
Free Talk Live.
The telephone number?
603-283-6160.
Who the hell am I?
The captain.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Nikki.
And you?
The one and only Richie Rich.
All right. That's what we're doing.
Let's do it.
It's a radio show. And we're here, and this is where we are.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas.
Festivus for the rest of us?
Sure.
What else? What are we missing? Hanukkah?
Yule? Kwanzaa?
Yep, thank you. What else?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess.
Solstice? The winter solstice?
Yeah, solstice is on the 21st.
Right.
So now the days are beginning to get longer.
I know.
For all you northerners.
Yeah, thankfully.
Sad. Oh, thank you. You like long days?
Well, I don't like when it gets dark at 4. Right? Like, 5
yeah,
is okay,
no.
6 is better,
okay.
You know, but 4 is just, it's too
so,
early. Man.
Okay.
Being a nocturnal person,
yeah.
I typically wake up around, like, 4, 5, 6, and it really messes with me when it's dark, and yeah. I'm constantly thinking that I'm late for things, like, I'll wake up to do the show, it'll be 4 o'clock, and I'm like, oh my god, it must be, like, 10 o'clock at night, I missed the show!
Have you ever woken up at, like, the wrong hour, like, the a.m. instead of the p.m.?
No, because I use a 24-hour clock.
So you're waking up at 1300, yeah, I get you, yeah.
Yep.
It's a similar peeve of mine than the daylight savings time.
Right, yeah.
Right, like, oh my gosh, it gets dark so early now, like, just move south.
No.
Right, just
well,
go.
I mean,
the hell out of here.
When I'm without...
Just need some more vitamin D, man. Kill me.
When I'm without day job, I tend to sleep in. So if a guy gets up at noon, you know, gets his coffee, muddles around the house for a bit, by the time he's, you know, ready to go somewhere and do whatever he's got to do for the day, there's only like 3 hours of daylight left.
I know, it's wonderful.
You know? And so, like, I just like a little more daylight than that in my life.
Yeah.
But also, I could correct that just by getting up earlier and going to bed sooner. But you know,
or moving south. There's longer days down there, man.
Yeah, well, you know, there's nothing down there called, like, you know, the Free South Project or anything like that.
I get it.
So.
Values, right? What do you value more?
Yeah.
Like freedom or longer days?
Just
because
be
I don't like it doesn't mean I can't bitch about it, right?
No, I get it.
Yeah, I feel that.
But it's complaining about something that has an obvious solution, right? Like, I don't want to fix the hours of the day that I have, I just want to complain about it, because you can fix it.
But you know what?
Just move south.
I'm just going to make up my own time and follow that.
Go for it.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're closed?
Well, I'm only open during my business
hours. Captain's time says it's only 9:15.
Is it kick-ass o'clock?
I don't know. Is there a whiskey in your hand?
Did we say who we are?
I think
a bunch
so, yeah.
of times.
Okay.
Yeah. You're the captain.
Sometimes I forget.
I don't think you did the star date, though.
Oh, I didn't. That's right. I should do that.
I'm glad somebody's, you know, yeah. paying attention.
Captain's log, star date 12252022.
And then we got to start the show, of course, by saying the seven words.
No.
No,
that's,
long
that's not the show. Yeah. Okay. But thanks for listening.
All right.
Yeah. We nearly forgot yesterday. Like, I think it was, and then I think it was well into the show before we brought something else up that, you know, is like normally a top of the show kind okay. of thing. Maybe the phone number or something. I'm like, I think that's the first time I said the phone number. It has been like an hour and a half.
Really. Honestly, everyone should already have the phone number memorized or like written on the wall. Fridge.
Crayon on the fridge is my favorite.
Yep. Tattoo on the arm.
Yep. If Nikki can memorize it, and then anyone can memorize
exactly.
it. Okay. She agrees.
Just gonna rip
she
on Nikki, and Nikki, you're just gonna be like, sure.
Yeah,
it's
no,
fine.
It's just, cool. This is one of four phone numbers that I know, and the third one is my own. So,
so this particular show, Free Talk Live, is 3 hours long. But this article from TheHill.com says Americans can tolerate less than 4 hours. With family on holidays, survey finds. So
if people get so excited to go to the family's house on the holidays.
If your family gathering lasts more than 4 hours.
Just go for dinner. Just dinner and deuces. I'm out of here.
You know, there is something to be said about destroying a bathroom of somebody that, you know, you might not have the greatest feelings towards.
At my family gatherings, there's usually a line.
I was so hoping right. during the trial, because I attended a bunch of it. Not quite okay. all of it, but almost all of it. And I was like, oh, man, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to build one. And I just never had to go. Like the whole, like I was waiting to destroy the bathroom.
At the things.
Yeah, well, I thought about like eating broccoli the night before and a bunch of other, you know, to just yeah. really brew up some nice tea. But I was like, I also don't want to have like an accident, you know right. what I mean? I don't want to, you know, because if there's any doubt that it's just a fart, then you've crapped your pants, you know? So I didn't want to have doubts.
You have
know,
you when, ever heard
when the guts started gurgling.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of crop dusting?
Yes. I have, yes.
Doing yeah, that to the prosecution
as you walk by, yes.
would have been one of the most honorable things anyone could have done.
Especially on the day when the feds had their side of the pews packed.
Yeah.
That would have been
just rip one
nice.
Right past
yeah.
them.
Not even just let them know, too. Like yeah. the loudest crop duster you can yeah. ever do.
Do you guys have family gatherings? Did you go? Are you, you know, will there be?
Yeah, I.
Like, my family would have, like, traditional. Oh, let's go to grandma's house yeah. or whatever. And she'd either have a ham or a turkey. And, you know, it was all very pseudo traditional.
We have
Christmas-y
a regular
kind
stuff
of
that we do every year. I actually ended up ditching my family gathering yesterday. Wait, actually, my family's really cool. We always have a really fun time. But I was just working so much. I have to work Christmas, which is, and not my cool job like this, my
your
uncool job.
Your, we'll call it day job.
Yeah, my night job.
The bill paying
Wait,
job.
Wait, so you're working
yeah, the
tonight?
Bill paying. Yeah.
Well, okay.
And I worked
Sorry
last
to hear that.
Night, so. But, and of course, me being me, I picked up extra hours. So I didn't get back to Keene until 2 p.m., and I was supposed to be at my aunt's house at 6. So I was
making
like
say 1400.
You know what? I'm just gonna
get
sleep.
Get some sleep, yeah.
I'm just gonna sleep instead.
Yeah. What did you say?
I said as Nikki likes to say 1400.
1400, right? Yeah. I love my family, but man, I don't get along with a lot of them, or at least I've been away from them so long that like we don't really know who each other are, that kind of a thing. And when I do go, 4 hours might be a little more than I could tolerate, you know, at any one given time.
I have walked out of family gatherings. Just, all right, screw you guys, I'm out.
Yeah, there's...
I'm going home.
Families can be, you know, not everybody's got, like, you know, this same, you know, oh, it's so good to see and everybody gets along. You know, there's drama in families and who did what to who and, you know, unforgiven stuff. You can never let that go and, you know, all this kind of crap. So this article says, a survey of 2,000 Americans who are traveling to visit family for the holidays found respondents can spend an average of 3 hours and 54 minutes.
Just shy under four.
With
not even 4 hours.
Before needing a moment to themselves.
That's probably why the bathroom line is so long.
Maybe. I think if you drink, it makes it better. Or worse.
Worse.
Depending. Really?
Well, I don't drink, but, you know, the drunk uncle, you know, thing.
And maybe it makes it better for me and worse for everyone else that's around me.
If you're drinking. I'm about to be honest with y'all.
We'll find out more about this survey. How much of your family can you tolerate on the holidays or, you know, around the holidays? 603-283-6160. Let us know. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. We're a live radio program. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160. Again, the number 603-283-6160. In the studio here at Free Talk Live tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend... Wait, what is it? Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. I feel like I missed one.
You did.
Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
No, I think that's
sounds good.
Okay, all right. And joining me...
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I feel like I missed one.
Well, I was going to ask if you were going to be giving up your Lord status, because I think since the last time I was here, the company that does those lordships was in a little bit of hot water.
Oh.
Well, people were calling them fakes and frauds.
Well,
wait, you mean he's not a lord, a doctor, and all the other things?
And a reverend.
Well, at least not a lord.
And a buckshot maybe. Esquire, if you will.
Well, if
you will.
Okay, if you will takes care of everything.
Yeah,
right?
I
then maybe.
So.
But if you will is only attached to Buckshot Esquire.
Yeah, I don't.
Where's the comma?
I don't really. Well, there isn't one. Because screw
so
the rules.
It all.
Screw the rules. I'm an anarchist. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
No, don't screw the rules. Screw the rulers, not the rules. But yeah, there's. I don't think there's. It's just one long ass hyphenated last name.
Okay. So, title.
That's how many parents I have, that there's one, like, title for each parent, right? I was wondering about this. Like, if you're a kid and your last name is, you know, Smith-Jones, because, you know, your parents married and, you know, mom decided that she was going to have the hyphenated last name, right? So you're a dude and your name is Smith-Jones. That's your last name. And you marry a girl whose name is like, I don't know, Jennings hyphen Johnson. They both get married and have a kid. What's their kid's last name?
Well, they're traditional. They'll take the dad's last name.
Okay, but like
Smith Jones.
You know what? I think.
But what
in
if
the
you
Mexican
don't? Is he
going to
have? Is he going to have four? Like, is he going to have a name that rivals mine because of you got to hyphenate both last names that are already hyphenated? When you put them together, it's four words now. It's Smith Jones Jennings Johnson.
Good.
No, that's just the last name.
I think there is a particular way that people handle these situations because I think, and I might be making this up, but I believe in the Mexican culture. They do the hyphenated last names quite a bit. And there's a certain way that they, so it's not just like, because it would just be hyphenated forever. So then, you know, five generations,
right,
and
yeah.
You have like 15 last names.
And you start sounding like mine, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I do think there's.
It's probably the paternal last name from both sides.
Interesting.
Maybe.
Interesting.
I'll look into that.
Hernandez Rodriguez.
If you Johnson. Have a hyphenated last name and you married somebody that already had a hyphenated last name and you had a child, give us a call.
You don't even have to have a child. 603-283-6160.
Well, okay, but like I'm more curious. Like sometimes, though, like people will marry and they'll name their kid and then they'll get divorced and want to go back to their maiden name after they get divorced or whatever. So then,
Smart. So then
the kid's got like, you know, a name that doesn't match the whatever parent they live with, you know, kind of a thing.
So if you're a dude, don't sign the birth certificate, just in case.
You've been listening to Tom Likas?
I don't know. Is that what he says? I have no idea.
Well,
what Tom Likas.
He just gives advice to men about
okay.
Or he used to. I don't know, even know if he's still on the air.
Like, if it's your kid, right, you're on the hook anyway. But if it's not your kid, you don't want to take legal responsibility for it by signing the birth certificate.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying.
Tom Likas may have been the originator of Flash Friday.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, he used to do Drive Time, I think in, you know, California, L.A. area. And so he did Drive Time, Rush Hour kind of thing. And then he got syndicated, so then he was on in more cities sort of during the same Rush Hour. And he would tell people to drive around with their headlights on.
Okay.
You know, during daylight hours. And if they did so, then that was a signal to women that they wanted to be flashed.
Nice.
And so if you did that, you could get some free boobies.
Daytime running lights for the win.
Yeah. It was pretty sweet.
All right.
I have some information about what we were in.
About Hillary Clinton?
No.
Okay, good.
No, about last names.
Dodged that one.
What I was thinking of, so in a lot of Hispanic cultures, the woman won't change her name. They keep their maiden name.
Okay.
But when they have a child, the child takes both names. So that's what I was thinking of. But the woman still keeps her own last name.
But if the child's
then
a woman,
both of them.
Yeah, if the child's a woman, you're one generation away from the same problem.
What do you mean?
The female child is going to have a hyphenated last name.
Oh yeah.
I could see. Right. I could see this.
You've
being,
solved nothing.
I haven't.
You just kick the can down the road a generation.
I could see.
I mean,
this
I was
being,
okay with that answer. I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense.
I could see this creating an argument at, like, the family holiday dinner.
Yeah.
For example.
So what are you going to name him?
Right, yeah, yeah. You know better than to ask, right? You know, it's, now you're going to make him upset, right? That kind of a thing. At any rate, a survey of 2,000 Americans who are traveling to visit family for the holidays found respondents can spend an average of 3 hours and 54 minutes with their family before needing a moment to themselves. According to the survey, 75% of respondents will hit a point where they need time away from the crowd. They can be creative in their ways of escaping. 1 in 4 has hidden in a relative's house to take a moment alone, while 37% have gone so far as to make an excuse and leave the house altogether. I mean,
if you're in the South, go to the barn with your cousin.
Or several of them. When I was, you know, outside would definitely be where, you know, me and the other kids would go if the weather, you know, tolerated or if we were dressed appropriately.
Going on a walk with your cousins, wink, wink.
I mean, oh, that eventually turned into that, yeah, safety meeting, that kind of a thing. It certainly did at some point.
Does make the family more tolerable.
Oh, it certainly does. And then what really, like, is funny later on is when you realize that, you know, some of your aunts and uncles did that too. You know, it wasn't just you, but, like, you just noticed it after started doing it. You were like, hey, Uncle Tony and Aunt Joyce, they would do that, too. Like, every year. Weird. Anyway. The survey was commissioned by Motel 6.
Nice.
Apparently they left a light on for you. And conducted by One Poll, it examined the delicate balance between wanting to spend time with family and also needing a bit of space. Of those surveyed, 95% believe it's important to spend the holidays with family, and 2 in 5 of those planning to stay with family admit that it can be a stressful experience.
Motel 6 commissioning the survey just in case you don't want to spend the night at grandma's house.
Right, yeah.
Hey, come to Motel 6. You know you can only handle 4 hours with those people.
I've got family there that would insist. No, no, no. You stay with us. And you're like, no.
Yep.
I'm not going to do it.
Not a chance.
I already rented a hotel room. You know, I'm going to be here for 3 hours and 54 minutes. And then I'm the GCFO. Yeah. You know, everybody's got their own thing. You know, do what you want. Do what you need. You know, whatever you feel is necessary for you. But I just thought it was interesting that they came up with 3 hours and 54 minutes.
Hey, they crunched the numbers. That's just what the data shows, man. These aren't political numbers where they just fudge it to make sense for whatever the political position they're trying to do.
Or so we've been told.
It's Motel 6.
Yeah. Tom Baudet, he'll leave a light on for you. 603-283-6160. How much of your family can you tolerate at the holidays? This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Americans hoping to catch a flight on Christmas Day are experiencing more weather delays.
FlightAware reports more than 1,800 flights were canceled across the country today, stranding last-minute holiday travelers. The storm leaves at least 26 dead and thousands without power in upstate New York, where 43 inches of snow has fallen. People have been stuck in their cars for more than 2 days. A strong weather system is moving into the entire West Coast, and it's not bringing more snow.
We do have a strong system moving into the West Coast, mainly Monday into Tuesday. That's going to bring some heavy rainfall to coastal areas from Washington all the way down to California.
That's meteorologist Mark Chouinard. The Powerball jackpot continues to grow. No one picked all six numbers last night. Monday's jackpot, $201 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're talking. What does that mean?
It's Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, that's right. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us this evening, 603-283-6160.
Again, this is not a Christmas replay.
This is not a Christmas replay. This is live happening now. Well, some stations will play like an hour of this like later tomorrow. Or
we're here when we're supposed to be.
But between 7 and 10 p.m., we're live. Any night of the week. We were here last night. We're here tonight. We'll be New Year's Day as well. So, you know, freedom doesn't take a night off. It needs to keep going.
Yep.
So, what were we going to talk about? Oh, yeah. So we were talking a little bit about, like, tolerating your family over the holidays. You know, some people have better families than others and that kind of thing. And, like, I kind of feel like it's important to at least communicate, you know, hey, I'm alive. And I'm still over here, still doing a thing, whatever, you know, catch up a little bit. But, you know, I don't know.
Sometimes I get that question because, like, my tolerance for family right now, partially because they're so far away, is like a text message, right? Like, I don't even call anymore. So I spent all of 8 minutes earlier this morning or this afternoon texting people back home, like, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I did a bit of that.
Cut and paste. Merry Christmas, right?
Yep.
And then the occasional response, like, hey, so how you doing? I'm like,
Like, oh, we weren't supposed to go this far. Yeah. You were supposed to send me, like, a Santa emoji or something.
Like, we know you don't care, because I text you, like, four times a year. Yeah. Like, you don't care.
Well,
the pretense.
There appears to be a person that does something a little bit differently, and that is, this is from greenlemon.me. The headline reads, I'm charging my family for Christmas dinner for the sixth year in a row.
They've tolerated this for 6 years?
Would you charge your family?
Would I personally?
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, why not?
Like,
I wouldn't. I love feeding people. I'm always bringing people free food.
But they are performing a service.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And the payment should be, like, their presence. And maybe, I like potluck style, so and that's typically what we do with our family. It's like, hey, what are you bringing? Like, I'm going to bring this, I'm going to bring that. And
right, but if it's just like, you know, Grandma Jones or whatever, doing everything, right, then, like, you know.
Buy her a present.
Well, kick her down something, right, you know.
Stairs, perhaps.
I feel like it's just
chip
maybe,
in for the cost.
I feel like there's just that taboo thing surrounding my, like, charging your family, I don't know. And for
it's,
me, personally,
I mean, first of all, it's got to be damn good.
Yeah.
If you're charging for it, it's got to be, you know, top notch. Can't be charging me for, you know, like, dinty more beef stew or some crap like that, you know?
So on the other side of that, sometimes I would prefer to pay, right? Like, my mom used to be a pretty good seamstress, tailor, sewer, whatever.
Yeah.
And she would have jobs lined up. And I'd be like, Mom, I need this thing. And I would get put on, like, the back burner.
Mm.
Like, I'll get around to it when I have nothing else to do.
Right.
Yeah, you'd rather be a paying customer that gets the service
that
you're
asking
for.
Just put me in line with the next paying customer, and I will give you money because I know the quality of work you can do. But no, it's like, you're my son. I can't do that. Then I got to wait 2 months.
So Caroline Dudridge shares that she charges her family, including the grandkids, the cost of the Christmas dinner every year, and it's the sixth year in a row.
Is that a grandma?
I believe so.
She looks good.
Sure. She has...
not the captain's type.
I guess not.
She has 5 children and 6 grandkids, and her current fee is $18 for adults, $6 for children.
That's steep.
And $3 for toddlers. Are you kidding? It's 2022. Eggs are $5.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what she's making, I guess.
She's making a lot of dough off of this.
We don't.
It depends how big her family is.
She does say it's the cost, not, okay, you know.
I mean, I would pay $18. Like, that's less than you'd go to a restaurant.
Yep.
And if you're getting a home-cooked, good home-cooked meal.
I don't know. I'm
it's
not
that
a fan
sentimental
of
spot. You're not a fan of...
not a fan of the charging.
At all?
Have you ever worked in a restaurant?
Yeah, that was my longest thing
cook
that I did.
Or like,
oh,
wait.
No, I was a waitress and a bartender.
All right, so.
And if I wasn't getting at least 20%, I was pissed.
So let me know when you cook for a while, for a living.
Well.
You don't want to get paid.
Like I said, I bake, I cook, and I give people stuff. I get what you're saying. I do that because I like it, and it's more of a hobby.
Yeah.
But I don't host.
Well, the Sun news publication in the UK interviewed this lady, and she shared how the arrangement goes. I log into my bank account to check who's made their Christmas dinner payment in November. Once my naughty and nice tally is done, I do a quick ring around chasing my delinquent depositors and remind them to meet their payment date of December 1st.
That's the most impressive part about it.
She does her own bill collection. Right?
It's not even like you show up and you give grandma $20 or whatever. She's like, deposit before I open the door for you.
Yeah.
You get in November, she's like, oh, I haven't received your deposit yet. Are you coming for dinner? Because if you are, I'd best get your $18.
I don't know. I just don't like the vibe of this.
Her youngest is 24, her oldest is 37. All of them are now used to getting phone calls as reminders of the payment. Like, she can automate this stuff, too, right? She can get, like, a calendar entry that, you know, automates, you know, the message, the reminders, and all that kind of stuff. And she could probably do this with crypto, too, now that I think about it. Quote, I know some will moan and I'll get excuses like, my pay hasn't gone in or my bank account is frozen and I can't. Or can I just leave it for another week? But I'll eventually receive cash from them for the meal. The charging traditional started in 2016 after her husband passed away in 2015, and most of her immediate relatives are used to it. She shared her thoughts. Some people might think it's harsh to put a levy on meals for kids, but it's an important life lesson. The older grandkids like to try and offer to help me earn to earn some of the money back, and I admire that.
I see. Work it off. Yeah. Help her with dishes. Sous chef, perhaps.
There's a caption here on another picture of this lady. It says, the pensioner who receives $1,200 every month says that the cost of groceries has increased every year, forcing her to scour for the best deal. Well, that's true. We all know about inflation. If you paid any attention to Free Talk Live at all, you should know about inflation.
Do you feel less bad about it knowing that she's on a fixed income and she's just using this to help cover the cost of feeding her five kids and six grandkids or whatever it is?
No, yeah, I do get it. But for me, I would never do something like this, and I don't think I would kind of be offended if my family was like, you got to pay $18 to come. I would rather, like I said before, like the potluck style, like, okay, maybe she does the ham, but like, you guys are all responsible for bringing side dishes and desserts, and somebody brings a salad, somebody bakes bread, you know.
Here's a question for you. Let's say this lady dies. Somebody takes up the, like, okay, we're going to have Christmas dinner at my house mantle. Do they take up the, hey, you got to pay for it mantle? Or does this die with her?
I guess it depends how they feel about it.
Yeah, I would say it depends on who does it and what their income level is.
I've never heard of anyone doing this before. You know what I mean?
That's why it was a novel article.
Yeah. That's why we're talking about it.
We're giving ideas to people for the next, I will tolerate more than 4 hours.
I mean,
if I can charge you.
Like, seriously, like, inflation is real. Groceries have doubled, if not more than that. And so, like, you know, there's a whole bunch of people that aren't making as much money as they think they are because, you know, the number of dollars hasn't changed, but the value of the dollar certainly has. And so to offset that, this might be a thing that somebody incorporates because, you know, it makes better sense for them, you know. She goes on to say, every week my budget buys less and less, so I have to be tactical in buying ingredients to make dinner for my 12 guests. Like many moms and grands who always make Christmas dinner, I couldn't beat the cost of buying all the gifts and paying for the entire meal. I was worried I'd spend the new year paying it all off again. With the fixed price comes the ability to pick what they want for dinner. Christmas dinner usually consists of wine, soft drinks, pudding, Christmas crackers, nuts, and cheese, and decorations. I will not eat decorations, I'm sorry. Those do not sound tasty. My plan at least streamlines dinner and ensures everyone has a say and helps out, and no one faces post-Christmas money problems. Those who don't pay on time are not invited.
Nice. Don't even show up. Six beggar plate.
603-283-6160. Do you suppose, like, she charges, like, the puppy, right? The family dog that's begging for the scraps, you know? Yeah. Like, gonna cost you a milk bone.
I'm wondering if they're getting something to bring home, too, you know?
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case.
Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
And we're back.
That's right. 603-283-6160. And we're back. What are we?
The right stuff. Oh, wait. Free Talk Live.
What do we do here?
We take live calls. People want to call in.
Yeah.
Talk about stuff.
Stuff. All right.
Stuff.
We were talking about this lady in the UK charging her family for Christmas dinner. $18. $6 if you're a kid. They didn't say what age range. $3 if you're a toddler.
Yeah.
What if you're an adult that acts like a toddler?
Then you're just the uncle.
Well, no, then you get charged both the toddler fee and the adult fee.
What if you don't eat $18 worth of food?
Well, how do you?
I want a to-go box.
How do you measure?
Don't go.
I don't even eat meat.
How do you measure $18 worth of Christmas dinner?
That's up to Barbara or whatever her name was.
What if you only get like $17.95 worth of Christmas
then
dinner?
Then I want my nickel back.
But what if you accidentally get like $22 worth of food? Have you stolen from some other family member now?
It's a buffet style. Mm-hmm. You just eat as much as you want. You pay your $18.
This is getting too complicated.
I will say this. I wonder what would happen, right? Because this is something I would totally do because I have the willpower to do it. I'm not going to eat. I just want to come and hang out.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not paying. You know, and at some point, like, someone's going to crack and like, bro, just eat something.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
No, because I'm not
McDonald's
paying.
You know? Just eat it in front of everybody.
I like to.
$18, I get a whole pizza to myself.
Yeah.
I like to, like, non-traditionalize the holiday meal.
Okay.
For example, Thanksgiving, I made pulled pork with Carolina mustard sauce. Right? So, for pulled pork sandwiches, right? Because, like, that totally says Thanksgiving.
Right, but like I like to one year back in Seattle, there's a place out there called Jack's Barbecue. They do Texas style dry rub smoked ribs. They're the best. I don't. They must have special.
LRN.FM.
Giant ribs. Humongous ribs.
I gotta wait for the 7 seconds before I continue speaking on the subject of giant ribs.
Somebody's getting cold for Christmas.
I had to dump myself. I dumped myself, right? You know,
what's that song? Christmas.
When I
we heard like two versions of that song on Amazon Music.
Really?
Yeah.
I apparently got way too used to Beard Talk Live last night's. Anyway,
giant, that's one of the 7 words. Giant, how can we get the captain to say the other 6?
Listen to Beard Talk Live. That's how. At any rate, this place has giant ribs, and so I ordered like 2 full racks because like 3 ribs is like a meal for even me, right? And so I show up with these 2 tins. You know, they're like the big foil pans with the big foil lid on it.
Yep.
And I just put these in the oven at like 290 degrees and just leave them there until we're ready for dinner. And they'll be fine. I'm like, really? That's it? Yeah, just put them in the oven. Well, what is it? I'm not going to tell you. Just put them in the oven. So I put them in the oven. And there was already, you know, they'd been cooking a turkey all day. So it was already kind of at the right temperature and that kind of thing. So they just sat there. And all of a sudden, like, the smell started rolling out of the oven. People were like, what? Is that smoked meat I smell? Because you can totally tell smoked meat. And I'm like, yeah. And like, what did you bring? I'm like, okay, go ahead. Open it up. They're like, oh, ribs. Oh, my gosh. Merry Christmas to everybody. You know, kind of a thing. So,
nice.
Yeah. That's how you win holidays, man.
For me, the last few years, I don't really like the Christmas ham.
Yeah.
So we've switched it up. Like, we're just going to do beef Wellington and twice baked potatoes.
You're just high maintenance.
Tell folks what beef Wellington is so they understand.
It's the filet mignon cut of the steak.
See, high maintenance.
Right. With prosciutto, a mushroom and mustard medley wrapped in puff pastry.
Not even like a chicken pot pie, a beef Wellington.
Yes, that's and that's not something. That's not like an everyday thing.
This is
a special occasion.
It's a once a year thing.
Yeah.
So that's my new Christmas food tradition. Go with my Thanksgiving turducken, which is also high maintenance.
Yes.
So the article concludes, no one wants to be overwhelmed with debt, and it's unfair to expect one person to pay and make the entire meal, plus, you know, utilities to cook it, all that kind of stuff. I know some moms feel guilty if they don't do it all and provide a huge meal with no one else paying, but I am practical. So there you have it. She's trying to be frugal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Practical, frugal.
Holidays,
cheap one.
You know, holidays make that thing happen. So, moving right along, I want to talk for a minute about the Pope.
Of the Church of the Invisible Hand?
Pope Francis, apparently.
François?
The Pope.
Oh.
Of Catholicism.
Can there really be...
The Vatican.
All right, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, can there really be the Pope when there's, like, 2 popes hosting this show every once in a while?
I mean... No, not. But okay. If they're not of the same religion, then if they're the only pope of their religion, then yes, they would be the pope.
All right. But when you say the pope, I think people naturally assume
that's the pope
Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Francis says the world is suffering from a famine of peace. Something we've been saying here on Free Talk Live recently that I stole from Mark Edge.
Way to finally get on the bandwagon, Pope.
Is cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, is really the only way we have to wage peace. Right? I mean, nonviolent way, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So.
It's a way.
Is there a violent way to wage peace?
Well, I mean.
Any violence is not, you know.
That's a good question, but that seems to be what most people's knee-jerk reaction is.
Yeah, exactly.
And how, like, you know, I don't know, like, wars get started, right? Yeah. You know, well, your version of peace is different than our version of peace, so we're going to bomb you, right?
Yeah.
I will be the lone voice of violence then.
Of course you would. Why would you?
Well, because. It's great to have peace, right? But it is sustained the underlying, you know, sustainment of peace mm-hmm. is the ability to defend against encroachment
yes.
violently.
Yeah, I mean, the non-aggression principle makes it very clear that defense is where violence is.
Understood.
Is okay. So if you're a principled person, or if you're unfamiliar with the non-aggression principle, go look it up.
It's so cool. Pro-peace, but also pro-justifiable defensive violence. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah. Otherwise, your peace turns into pacifism, and you get smoked and rolled over.
Right, yeah.
And that doesn't do anything for the longevity of peace throughout the world.
Yeah, I sat through Gandhi. I know what that's about.
Okay.
I think this article is more specifically speaking to, like, peace in regards to war, too. Because we can think about peace in so many different ways, like inner peace, peace within your relationships, you know, things like that. But the worldwide scale of peace, where we're constantly at war. I don't, like, when is the last time that two nations have not been at, you know, violent conflict with each other? Probably never.
Mm. Well, you know? The Pope did call for an end to the senseless war in Ukraine, condemning what he said was the use of food as a weapon of war.
Food?
Ukraine shipped about 30% of the world's wheat, and prices have jumped since the Russian invasion in February. So
that's why.
Yeah, apparently, you know, their export of wheat has been affected.
Wheat.
Will Wheaton. Ukraine, no, we already said that. It was Pope Francis' 10th Christmas Day address since he assumed the papacy.
Why does he keep moving for Christmas?
What?
Never mind.
Why does he keep moving?
It says his 10th address for Christmas. Don't worry about it.
Do you think he fills out the form and pays the dollar?
I've moved several times and I've not filled out anything at the USPS.
Nice.
They just figure out a way to find me. Find.
While the war in Ukraine occupied much of his 10-minute speech, he spoke of a grave famine of peace also in other regions and other theaters of this third world war. He singled out conflicts and humanitarian crises in the Middle East, Myanmar, Haiti, and the Sahel region of Africa.
Okay, wait, hold on a second, because you said this third world war.
Yeah.
Are we officially in a world war now? I know they've talked about it a bunch.
Well, I mean,
but the Pope is declaring it so? Like, we're now in the midst of World War III?
How does one officially determine whether they're in a world war?
Good question, but the Pope just said it, and he's got, like, the direct line of God.
I mean,
you know,
take his word for
all
it.
Right. World War III is on, people.
603-283-6160. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up. Does the Pope have the authority to tell us whether or not we're in a world war? This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.